Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
I think we are learning this morning that getting ghosted in the dating world is not the worst thing. It's actually being polite when you're telling somebody that you're never going to see them ever again is the worst thing.
Is it polite or is it passive aggressive?
Gosh, we just can't tell, right? If you don't know what we're talking about, a couple of minutes ago, Caroline hit us up. And she's like, I went on this date with this dude through Instagram. We had a great time. She's all excited about it. She texts him saying something to the effect of, hey, can't wait for our next date or something like that. And he says, no, thank you.
That definitely sounds passive aggressive.
So we're trying to figure out here is that is he trying to be polite? But words when it comes to texting, man, they can be interpreted differently. So what went wrong on that date where at least we know what happened and there is going to be no second date? All right, Caroline, I have all that right, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So our show director, Tommy, reached out to this dude, the no thank you dude, to find out why there's not going to be a second date. Tommy, you can take it from here, man.
Yeah, we're calling him Jeremy, and I DM'd Jeremy. I explained the Bert Show's second date update, and if he'd be willing to give us an explanation as to why there will not be a second date, and he said he would. He wanted to take some time, and he wrote an email, and I will say this. Caroline took the biggest of swings. Something she hasn't told you about, and I mentioned it a few minutes ago, that something happened at the beginning of the date, or even really before the date even started, and it was a huge, incredibly huge swing, and evidently he did not like it. So this is what he says. He says, well, first off, I met Caroline through Instagram. I saw this witty comment she made on a mutual friend's post, and it cracked me up. I wanted to know more about the person who wrote it, so I clicked her profile. Thing is, she has no pictures of herself on her feed, so I had no idea what she looked like. But her comment was so funny, so I thought, why not? And slid into her DMs. Even though I had no idea what she looked like, she seemed fun, so I decided to take a chance and meet up with her. We agreed to meet at this place, and I planned to Uber there to keep it easy. So my Uber arrives, and I hop in. The driver starts making small talk, asks where I'm headed. I tell her about the first date, thinking she's just being chatty. But then she starts asking all these questions about my date and how we met. I'm thinking, okay, maybe she's just curious. She drops me off, and I text Caroline to let her know I'm at the table. She says she'll be there in a few minutes. Well, 2 minutes later, the Uber driver walks over and sits down at the table laughing. She says, surprise.
Caroline, no, you didn't.
I'm confused as heck, but then she reveals that she is Caroline.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
How is it? Keep going. Let's just. All right.
Turns out she thought it would be funny to hang by my place, wait for me to request an Uber, and then be the one to pick me up. Creepy and weird, exclamation point. I pretended to think it was funny to avoid making things awkward, but deep down, I was totally weirded out by it. So I got through the date, but honestly, I have no interest in another.
Caroline, how do you not tell us that in the beginning of the segment?
Because I told her not to.
Oh, okay.
That explains it.
All right, so you knew what was going on. Yeah. All right, give us the mentality here. This is a unique one right here.
I mean, I thought it was going to be like a really cute meet cute. I thought it was going to be great. I don't know.
That's not a meet cute. Meet cutes happen like organically.
This is a stalk you cute.
Stalk cute? I don't think that's an oxymoron. Maybe on a third date or a fourth date or a fifth date, maybe that's cute.
Nah, that's only cute if you marry. That's it.
I don't think it's cute. Period.
No, like where? Why, Caroline? Like when? Like
what question? Why?
Just why?
I mean, he already liked my personality. I thought I would show that it was like spontaneous and fun.
Okay.
And it would bring a little real life element to us meeting. And I would get to know him a little before the date. I thought it was a good idea. Now that you're saying it out loud, it does sound a little crazy, but I thought it was great.
My question is, how did you get this man's address if this is the first time you're meeting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my friend told me where he lived.
Okay.
Really, it's your friend's fault.
Let's just reverse engineer this for 1 second, okay? Let's say you're on the receiving end of this. Dude finds your address. Show it. Same exact situation, except you're on the other end of it. Wouldn't you find that creepy?
I mean, now that I'm hearing it out loud. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I would find it creepy.
Yeah.
I think we just chalk this up to a learning experience.
A lesson was learned here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what no thank you means. It was more like no thank you.
Yeah.
It was what we thought it was.
All right. You swung. You missed wildly.
Caroline, I love your creativity. Let's just try to channel it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like hobbies.
Some art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pottery.
Sip and paint.
That's a great idea. Guitar. Ukulele. It's a million different ways. All right, Caroline, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. No, thank you.
In what world?
None of them.
This one right here.
Not a one.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's up, y'all? It's Mo. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you love what you heard, well, take a second to leave us a review. But only if it's 5 stars, of course. But why wouldn't it be?